Australia. A man that knows the industry better than anybody here in Western Australia is the man that is the owner of the Berrington Group, and they've got two aged care facilities in Subiaco and Como, and you may hear Glenn featured here on 6PR during the course of the week. He now joins us on the program now on the Saturday break. Glenn, thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, Peter. How are you?
It certainly has been a spotlight on the aged care industry. As a person that's actually front and centre and involved in it, have you perceived the whole industry on the back end of that Four Corners expose?
The Four Corners expose showed some really shocking mistreatment of people within aged care facilities. And that can't be tolerated by anybody, not by the public, not by the government, not by providers, anybody. So I think that spotlight is well worth having.
A lot of people in the industry have ducked for cover. You, on the other hand, have been quite happy to talk about it. So going forward, what is your perception on what needs to be done, if anything needs to be done, to make sure there's a lot more confidence within the industry?
Look, the industry does need a spotlight on it. You know, people need to understand exactly what aged care is about and how aged care operates within our society. And currently, you know, what we see, you know, with the mistreatment of our elderly can't be tolerated at all. And so we need to have a conversation about that as a society. And that's what we're doing at the moment, and shed a spotlight onto aged care and see, you know, for the society to say, this is the aged care that we want going forward.
Mm. It's interesting what you say there about maybe the abuse of older people in aged care. Now, there's been a call from people who certainly would like to have an opinion on this about saying, well, why don't we put cameras in the rooms of aged care so we can monitor exactly how the people are being treated?
Yeah, that's an interesting point, isn't it? You know, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't be too keen on having a camera, say, in my bedroom or in my bathroom or in my toilet. And just because people get older, it doesn't mean we fear that they might be being mistreated. It doesn't take their rights away to privacy and dignity and all those sorts of things. So that really has to be carefully balanced within our society. We certainly want a safe aged care environment, but we don't want to impinge, take away people's rights in getting there.
It's so important, is it? Without aged care, we can't function as a society. This is a very important part of our community, and it needs to be nurtured. And if it needs to be tweaked, if we term it that way, then let's spend money to make sure we get it right.
Yeah, if residential aged care wasn't an option, that means the people in residential aged care would either be cared for in their home by their families or by the community, or in our hospital system. And, you know, aged care grew up out of the hospital system to start off with as a better solution to care for our elderly. So we certainly need it within our society. There's no doubt about that. But we want a safe system, and we want to treat our elderly with respect, and we want to honour them. You know, how we treat our elderly is a really big indicator on society, and how it, respecting your elders is something that every society wants to do.
Now, I'm a baby boomer, and it appears that the baby boomers have been the ones that have been, you know, certainly critical and have run the aged care industry. That is the baby boomers. But now that they've got their parents at the age where maybe they need the aged care if we can term it that way, like Berrington and other, of course, aged care facilities, they reckon that the system is not good enough, yet it's these people that have been running the system. Would that be fair to say?
Look, it is fair to say that. You know, when I came into the industry 20 years ago, I observed that the aged care system that we had was great for the baby boomers' grandparents. But it was never going to be good enough for their parents or for them either. So, and we're seeing that change now. This is what this is all about. This is about us redefining what aged care is actually about. And, you know, the more the volume of people coming through into the system is going to be a lot more. So we're having a really close look at the system now. And the baby boomers, the people that ran aged care for many, many years, are the people who are now going, let's change it.
I know you're very proud of what you've got and what you've achieved with your facilities, but there are some that need a good shake-up, to be fair to say, correct? There's some that really have been left behind.
Yeah, look, when we see those Four Corners programs and instance of abuse, you know, it's a bit like childcare, if you like. You know, even one case of somebody being abused is not good enough. You know, and if that's happening within our aged care facilities, then that's not good enough. You know, we actually have had an aged care system that's gone through an accreditation process since, you know, the new Aged Care Act came in 1997. Accreditation started in about 99. And so we've been going nearly for 20 years with an accreditation system, and yet we still have instances where we're saying that the aged care system is not meeting expectation. So there's something that's not working within it, whether there's not enough funding. There's certainly plenty of regulation, but, it, you know, there is something about the system currently that isn't working.
Mm. So you're saying these experts, on Four Corners and the fact that they in some ways displayed abuse of older people in aged care is what sometimes we need in all industry, in all businesses. It's a heck of a wake-up call.
It is a heck of a wake-up call, isn't it? You know, when you view that footage, I don't think there'd be any Australian that wouldn't have been appalled with what we saw in that footage. You know, and I certainly hope that for other industries it doesn't take that kind of footage to wake them up. But certainly within aged care itself, you know, we need the spotlight. We need to understand as a society what we want and to articulate that, because I can tell you that everybody within the aged care industry, whether it be a consumer, whether it be a provider, whether it be the government, every single person wants to provide what people want and wants to get it right.
Mm. And I suppose as we leave you, Glenn, the main thing is we're talking aged care, but the most important word out of those two is care, knowing that people can go in there and be looked after and in the end, in the twilight of their life, enjoy their final experience.
Absolutely. You know, ageing brings disability with it, you know, and it's the disabilities of ageing that we provide for. So when a person can't do something for themselves any longer, then we step in to assist them to be able to do that. Not to do it for them, unless they're at that stage where they can't do for themselves, but to assist them so they have dignity and pride and respect and all those things that go along with it, so they can continue to live a full and meaningful life. You know, these people have given so much to society, and, you know, it really is an honour that when they get to the age where they need our assistance, that we're there to provide it for them. And I know I certainly feel that way with a passion, and I know many, many other people within the aged care industry also feel that way.
Mm. Great, great way to leave it. Glenn, thanks for your time today. And as I said, people can hear you during the course of the week here on 882 6PR. Enjoy the remainder of your weekend.
I will do. Thank you.
Thank you. Glenn Gillingham there, the owner of the Berrington Group, also very much a spokesperson for aged care matters here in Perth, Western Australia. Nice to touch base with him.